Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanivo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
you. Are you Lord? Father, we thank you. Your word is active. Your word is alive. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Take this word and cut off things in our lives that need to be cut off. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and uproot things that need to be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and revive us, O Lord. Sharpen us again, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Revive us again, O Lord. Quicken our mortal bodies, O Lord. Let us not remain the same. Let a new fire, a new zeal, a new passion for the Lord come into our hearts, O God. Lord, take away this lukewarmness in the name of Jesus. We uproot lukewarmness from our lives, O God. Every form of lukewarmness, every type of lukewarmness, everything that is lukewarm, we remove it from our lives. In the name of Jesus. 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 Anoint our eyes with eye salve so that we can see. Clothe us, Lord, with the garments of righteousness and holiness so that we will be clothed, and give unto us fresh beginning, fresh strength, and fresh grace. In Jesus' mighty name.
Of your holy name.
Very soon you go so far that anything you are telling your wife, you will understand. So you have to come back and come and pick her up from where you left her. I don't know, but I think it made an impression on him. When we were staying in
Laura,
there was a man who was our neighbor. He was staying on the bungalow to our right. He was a very interesting man. Anytime I saw him, or anytime we saw him sitting down, there were about two or three different women around him. And one day I went to fetch water, and I was coming back, and he looked at me from his veranda as I was passing, and he started laughing. And he shouted to me,
"Na otie mu ka che ne se
pharmacist.
O si oduye ni.
Here,
o si eha no.
Is only women who fetch water.
E man ko an e ko nsio."
And he was laughing kwa kwa kwa.
Na o sri yeja.
And I looked at him.
Na yeja so e hwe no.
Hey, God is our helper.
Nyankopo ni e mbo afo.
You see, when somebody is being foolish, he doesn't know.
Sometimes you have to correct him.
I said, where I come from, the men also fetch. And he stopped laughing. I just passed by. Right from the Old Testament, if you read your Bible carefully, it's as if women are forgotten or marginalized.
You
see, that's why people ask this question: where did Cain get his wife? Have you heard anybody asking that question before? It's a very easy question to answer. If you understand the culture of Jewish people, that when Jewish people are listing their genealogies, they don't mention women.
So,
if there is a family of two men and five women, they will mention the men. So and so gave birth to the first man and the second man.
And they won't mention the rest of the five women.
And
so in Jewish culture, please pay attention. No? Yes, it's part of our sharing for this morning. In Jewish culture, till today, women are not mentioned, honored, or recognize. I didn't say in God's culture. I said in Jewish culture. It's not God's culture. It's Jewish culture. And surprisingly, it's also the culture in Africa, actually.
Africa is worse.
So, in the Bible, you don't see any mention of any woman until the woman does something unique or something powerful. Then they'll mention her name. So when you look through, even let's take just the Old Testament, you hear names like Tamar. Because she did something different. Tamar was the wife of one of Judah's sons. And you know, the son who married her died.
Yes, the
second one also died because he was wicked. And so they were supposed to hand him over to the third one.
But
the third one was young. And so they promised her that when the son grows, they'll let her marry. Because in Jewish culture, if there are three brothers and the senior one has married and he dies without having children, they give the wife to the second, the brother, so that he can have children with his senior brother's wife. But you know, in their culture, in our culture, if you are a woman, you are married, your husband died, you marry again, your husband died, that one. I'm sure you know what in Ghana, what they will say about you. They were not prepared to give the third one.
So and
so they left her. So she had to devise a way to also become relevant. So if you read the story of Tamar, she did some things, and finally her father-in-law who actually slept with her and gave birth to twins. And those twins are part of the people who brought Jesus into this world.
So
in Jewish genealogy, Tamar is recognized. Can somebody say amen? The second woman they talk about in the Old Testament is Rahab. Rahab should not have been mentioned in the Bible at all, because she was a prostitute in
Jericho.
But she is mentioned because of her faith in the God of
Israel
and how she escaped from Jericho and later married into the family that gave birth to Jesus.
Then
the third woman you see in the Old Testament that is mentioned is Ruth. And then Ruth also is actually not even an Israelite. So she, that she shouldn't have been mentioned, because she was from Moab. And Israelites consider Moab people as cursed people. Because the Moabites are the descendants of Job when his own daughter slept with him and gave birth to Moab. So those descendant Jewish people will look at them.
Auntie,
they are an abomination. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, but Ruth is mentioned because as a woman, she did a few unique things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? So that is how the Old Testament goes. Mostly women are not mentioned. So it's easy for Cain to have a wife because there were many women before him.
And
many Bible historians believe that Adam and Eve did not only give birth to Cain and Abel, that there were many women in between, and many women were born,
Adam and Eve,
and so I've given you an answer free of charge to where Cain got his wife. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But when you come into the New Testament, then things change. Somebody say, thank God for Jesus.
You are
not saying it the way I'm saying it. Somebody say, thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
One day, I was in a barbering place, a barbering saloon. Amen. And as I was waiting for my turn, my barber to cut my hair, there was an argument going on in the bar. It was a very wild argument. And the argument was that women can play a role in the things of God. They can be used by God. And others were saying no. They are the ones that the serpent deceived in the Garden of Eden. They are the ones who brought all the wahala into the world. Women cannot be used. They should not be used.
Others said they can be used.
But normally, I don't join arguments. I don't have time for arguments. So all I said in my head as I was sitting down, I said, I don't care what you people say. Oh, hurry up and cut my hair, let me go. Then as they were arguing, the barber who knows me said, okay. Let's let this man settle the issue. He is a pastor. Let him settle the issue. So he brought me into the matter. I say, yeah, this guy is looking for my trouble. So they asked me, what do you have to say? I said, well, have you read Acts chapter 1 before? They all said yes. I said the people who were in the upper room praying and waiting for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost were women among them. They said yes. Acts chapter 1 verse 14. Can we have it on the screen? Acts 1:14. I want you to look at something because we want to establish something this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. With who? With who?
Hey,
why are you talking as if it's not women? With who? With the woman. And Mary, the mother of Jesus,
and Maria,
and
Jesus
with his brethren. It didn't say with the woman, it said the woman. So it means there were more than one. Then they mentioned Mary. So there were women there. So in the barbering saloon, I said, so if the women were there, and we are told in Acts chapter 2, verse 2-4. Let's read Acts chapter 2, verse 2-4 quickly. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Let's go.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So the Holy Ghost came upon all of them. Is that right? Did it come upon the woman also? It came upon the woman also. Why did the Holy Ghost come? Acts 1:8. Why did the Holy Ghost come? Acts chapter 1 verse 8. He said, you shall receive the Holy Ghost. And what? Acts chapter 1 verse 8, please. Is somebody at the back? Good. But you shall receive what? After that, is what? And he came upon the woman and the man. They receive what? Power to be what? To be witnesses. So I asked them, so if the women were also God saw it fit, So baptize the woman also with the Holy Ghost. I think that should end our argument. Anybody who argues after that, it means you are just, you like arguments. God gave the Holy Ghost to the people who were in the upper room to empower them to be witnesses for Christ. As you are sitting here this morning, you have been filled with the Holy Ghost. You have been baptized with the Holy Ghost to empower you to be a witness for Jesus. If God did not want to use you, He would not have filled you with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. For me, that was the end of the matter. And I cut my hair and I left. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I was leaving, I could still hear some people say, but you see, there are some people, they don't want to lose an argument. So even after you show them, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost that came was different for the woman and different for the man. This one I can't. This one I can't say it. I'm going because we don't argue with everybody. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. So God saw it fit to baptize with the Holy Ghost. And look at what the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 16 to 18. The same Acts chapter 2, verse 16 to 18. Wow. When they asked, or when Peter decided to get up after the Holy Ghost had fallen upon them, the Bible says from the verse 16, Peter said, but this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days. Are we in the last days? Saith God, I will pour out of my spirit. Upon what? Help me, let's read together. Upon all flesh, and your sons and your shall prophesy, and your young men shall see what? Vision. And your old men shall do what? Dream. So God says, in this last day, He's pouring out His spirit upon what? All flesh. May you receive a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost this morning. We'll come to that very soon. Praise God. So I just wanted to let you know, after Jesus' death, that thing we saw in the Old Testament has been cancelled. And in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, Paul concludes on this matter. In Galatians 3:28, please open there quickly. Are you there? Galatians 3:28. It says that there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor what? Read with me. There is neither male nor. For ye are all. In Christ Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I said, praise God.
Hallelujah.
So God can use you. If God wants to use you, God wants to empower you, fill you with His Spirit, and use you to do great and mighty things. Can somebody say amen? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Where are God's mighty women? They are sitting right here in front of me. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Then you go to Romans chapter 16 and you go and see Paul's list of people who have helped him in the work of the ministry. You start from the verse 3. You jump to the verse 6. And he's mentioned a lot of women. Some of them, he said they were even apostles before he became an apostle.
In verse 3, please.
He says, greet
Priscilla.
Have you heard of any man called Priscilla? give Priscilla and Aquila. This was a man and his wife. The man was Aquila, and the lady was Priscilla.
Now, Obano, your friend Priscilla.
My helpers in Christ Jesus. These are the people who helped Paul to do the work of ministry. It's a man and his wife. Then he goes to verse 6. He says, who are for my life laid down their own necks?
And to whom
not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. I just came to let you know that just as God used this woman, he's willing to use you. Look at verse 6. It says, greet Mary. How many men do you know who are called Mary? Greet who? Mary. Praise God. If you are called Mary, we'll have a problem with you. If you are a man, you are called Mary. Greet Mary who bestowed what? Much labor on us. Amen. So you go to 6 and 7. Can you continue with verse 7? Then he says, salute.
Andronicus
and Junior.
Any Junior.
These are Greek names, but theologians tell us that they represent the name of a lady.
Yes, sir. Junior.
He said, my fellow prisoners who are of note among the apostles who also were in Christ before me. They were in Christ before me. Go to verse 12. They were in Christ before. Then verse 12 says, salute Tryphena and Tryphosa. These names are not common, but we are told that they are women. They labor in the Lord. Tryphena. You give birth, you can call one Tryphena.
You call the other one Tryphosa.
But find out the meaning first.
Tryphena and Tryphosa.
Who labor in the Lord? I can see somebody giving birth and calling the child Tryphena. What a name. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, some of these people that Paul mentions were women apostles. So who said a woman cannot be an apostle? Who said a woman cannot be a pastor? Who said a woman cannot serve the Lord? You can do it and do it to God's glory. Somebody shout an amen by thunder.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So I want to tell you about a particular woman. Of all the women in the Bible, this is the one I admire greatly. The whole Bible, they devoted only 3 verses to this woman. Only 3 verses. 36, 37, and 38. This woman is found in Luke chapter 2.
But
one of the reasons why I believe she's one of God's mighty women is because of the work she did for the Lord. If you read it casually, you may not understand the work this woman did. But for her name to be in the Bible and for her to be mentioned, I tell you, she did a great work. This woman is called Anna. She was a prophetess. They tell us the name of her father. Her father was called Phanuel. And they tell us that she was married briefly. Then her husband died. After her husband died, she decided to devote the rest of her life to fastings and prayers. She devoted her life. That means this woman was an intercessor. She decided to pray. She decided to fast. And the Bible says she departed not from the temple. She was always in the house of God. She gave herself to prayer. Always giving herself to prayer. And why this woman is mentioned is because the two people who were led by the Holy Ghost to identify Jesus when he was a baby. She's one of the only two. You see, when Jesus had grown and he was even working miracles, people couldn't even see that he was the Messiah. So when he was a baby, it's not possible. Because he looked like any other baby. But this woman, because she was one of the people who prayed and created the way for the Messiah to come, she was able to identify and locate Jesus. Praise God. May you be a praying woman.
Amen.
This message continues same time tomorrow.
Climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed.
I'm so blessed.
I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. Esi Boche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmo manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers and so much more. Call or WhatsApp Esi Boche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260, or 0205-548550, 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Poetry Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the Conference Hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yinam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows. Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.